the rest of the story. Boys and fathers are just naturally inclined to compete. Fathers want their sons to excel, but when they do, acceptance of the inevitable is not entirely comfortable. The dad I'm about to describe was a virile, vigorous youth. A generation before air-conditioned gymnasiums, he forged an iron physique, riding horses, chopping wood, pounding fence posts, and swimming. He swam fearlessly in raging rivers and ocean breakers. As his son matured, he was taught dad's power stroke in the family pool. And every summer the two would race. Poised at the shallow end of the pool, they would await mom's, "On your marks, get set, go." And they would plunge in and race the length of the pool to the deep end and then back again. And, of course, each summer dad would win. Dad said, "If I let up on you, you'd never know when you've really won." Well, as a scrawny 11-year-old competing at the bottom of his age group, the boy fared no better on the local community swim team. But he did learn something called the flip turn. It saves time and energy changing directions at the end of a lap. You duck down, somersault underwater, plant your feet on the pool wall, and push off with your legs in one fluid motion. The flip turn gives you a head start on the return. A summer later, the boy turned 12. And each summer, the family swim race challenge was offered and accepted. On mom's go, father and son would be stroking hard for the deep end. About half that first length, the boy noticed that surely for the first time ever, the two of them were swimming side by side. Both of them were going all out. The still powerful 59-year-old and the lean, strong 12-year-old, still dead even. And they were nearing the far end of the pool. And the boy knew only a perfectly executed flip turn, the kind of maneuver his dad had never learned. Only that flip turn would put him in the lead. What do you know? It did. It did, and by a full body length, the perennial champion's son won the race. Oh, yes, Dad was proud of his boy. He hugged him, he praised him. Everything in any loving father wants his son to be an improvement on himself. Everything except one thing he can't help, and that is male ego. A father just can't help it. He is at once proud, but at the same time humbled. And this father, for a lifetime, had taken such special pride in his own masculine fitness. Now it's 25 years later. The same father is ailing. It's Alzheimer's. He and his son are sitting together at Dad's home poolside. Names once familiar and memories once treasured are fading fast now. But then out of the blue, the old man, Ronald Reagan, with what was left of that gorgeous Irish grin, said, "Son, we swam even that day, you know. It was just your flip turn that caught me by surprise." Well, a stranger overhearing those words might have wondered, but now you know the rest of the story.